Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, it looks like we're going to see sunny skies, breezy, high of 62, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 29. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. As into Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies, cooler with a high near 49, and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 27.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Kansas welfare officials rarely release details after a child's death or serious injury despite a decade-old law designed to provide more transparency. The Kansas City Star reports that it's made numerous requests for documents to see how officials with the Kansas Department for Children and Families were complying with the 2004 law. Of 15 media requests covering 10 cases, the department released information about the department's involvement in only one instance. In several cases, judges kept information sealed at the request of prosecutors, police departments, and even parents suspected of abuse. If you have plans on flying out of the state of Kansas on Delta Airlines, you might want to double-check that. Delta, as of last night, had grounded its domestic flights because of automation issues. That was according to an advisory yesterday by the Federal Aviation Administration. Mid-America Network News.
The Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the Delta Porter Center Set Bath Faucet is on sale at a new, lower price, just $79. Its oil-rubbed bronze finish and curved spout bring a touch of old-world elegance without an extravagant price tag. The Delta Porter Faucet, now just $79, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through March 9th.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A consumer finance site has ranked Kansas number 14 and Oklahoma number 41 of the most educated states. The analysis by Wallet Hub used 11 criteria to make the findings in its 2017 Most and Least Educated States study. Factors included percentage of adults with at least a high school diploma and gender gap in educational attainment. The Kansas Cosmosphere has opened an exhibit to honor the 50th anniversary of the fatal Apollo 1 test mission. Hutch News reports the Cosmosphere's new exhibit, Apollo 1 Valiant Pioneer, tells the story of the cabin fire that killed 3 astronaut pilots on board during a launch rehearsal test. The exhibit also highlights changes made to space missions to ensure a similar accident doesn't occur. Apollo 1 was NASA's first manned mission in the Apollo program. The Apollo program was created with the aim of landing a human on the moon. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. This spring's Omaha mayor's race shaping up to be an expensive campaign. The Omaha World Herald reports Republican incumbent Gene Stothert has raised about $1.5 million for her reelection bid. Year-end financial reports show that Democratic challenger Heath Mello has raised about $530,000. Authorities are awaiting autopsy results from the body of an inmate who died at the state prison in Tecumseh. The Nebraska Correctional Services Department says 78-year-old Floyd Derry was serving 48 years to life for second-degree murder and a weapons conviction in Dual County. Derry began his sentence in November of 94. The department says he died the 21st of this month. The department says Derry had been under medical care. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Negotiations regarding Marshall County purchase of the Frankfort Nutrition Site building appear stalled, with county commissioners meeting Monday considering the option of continuing a lease arrangement with Frankfort Community Care Home, which owns the building, instead. Frankfort Mayor John Horrigan was present and inquired what was holding up progress, urging continuance of the program, citing the excellent location at the present site. The county is committed to funding kitchen improvements to meet state standards. Recent concerns over a sewer line easement is among multiple issues that have held up efforts to reach a final contract. A retirement reception is planned for Judy Ballman, Deputy Marshall County Clerk, who is retiring February 1st, having worked in the office since 1991. The reception is planned February 4th to until 4 p.m. at Blue Valley Telecommunications Community Room in Home City. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday heard from the county attorney, who is still reviewing the hangar lease arrangement. If approved, the airport board will be in charge of approving hangar lease arrangements for individuals. Commissioners received phone calls from Richard Bitts and Dennis Portnier, who said they would be willing to serve on the airport board. Commissioners approved their appointment. The emergency management coordinator, Randy Hubbard, reported there was about $18,000 in damage around Washington County from a recent ice storm. The board signed a resolution, a proclamation for a state of local disaster emergency. Justin Novak and Gary Ouellette drove to the Hattamahaska Road on Thursday and surveyed damage. Nemahal County Commissioners, at a recent meeting, held a public hearing regarding the CanStep grant for a new building for Burn Fire District Number 4. Discussion was held concerning why the application was denied in 2016 and what needs to be done differently this time. No comments were heard from the public at the meeting. The Wishman Road west of St. Benedict is not holding together in places. The paved road is concrete, which was added recently. Commissioners were advised the contractor will warranty his work on the project. Nemahal County Treasurer Rose Wilhelm will retire January 31st. Wilhelm served 48 years at the Nemahal County Courthouse, including serving as county treasurer since 1993. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session last Friday and approved several purchases for equipment and related improvement items for the remodeling project. The board then went into executive session for over an hour to discuss personnel. Wymore and Blue Springs Fire Departments answered a call Thursday morning in the 600 block of North 8th Street near Arbor State Park. A fireplace used overnight was the apparent cause, with damage confined to a small area. There was, however, significant smoke damage throughout the home, resulting in around $5,000 damage. The family of five at home at the time of the fire was alerted by smoke detectors. Artist Bernice Gotjela Hunziker, age 88, of Steiner, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for artist Gotjela Hunziker. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, macaroni and cheese, a wheat roll, baked potato, and pineapple coleslaw. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and peach crisp. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville 7th grade boys basketball will host Beatrice. 8th grade boys basketball at Beatrice. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see warmer than average temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this Monday, as we'll see sunny skies, temperatures right around the lower 60s. We do have a cold front that's going to swing down from the north, not going to bring us any sort of precipitation, just a little bit of cloud cover, as well as cooler temperatures back down into the 30s and 40s by tomorrow. So looking at the forecast for this Monday, sunny and breezy, lower 60s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, low at 29. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For Tuesday, sunny skies, cooler with a high near 49. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday night, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll see temperatures at 25. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 38. For Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 18 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late January, 41. Record high on this date, 70 in 2013. The average low, 20. Record low is 9 below zero in 1966. Sunset this evening at 5:41. Sunrise in the morning at 7:30. 25 degrees with a light south-southwest wind, 5 to around 10 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 30th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Two All-Star games and a ton of exciting NBA games make for a fun Sunday. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Cavs have won two in a row.
LeBron, left wing side. He'll dribble to the foul line, shovel back to Irving. The Cavs, Irving fires from the right wing side, drains a deep triple, and Billy Donovan wants a timeout.
On WTAM, Cleveland best OKC, 107-91. It took four overtimes for the Knicks and Hawks to find a winner.
Tim Hardaway takes it to the hole, scoops it up, no good. Rebound is underneath Paul Millsap. He goes back up and in. Paul Millsap gives the Hawks the lead.
On WZGC, Atlanta tops New York, 142-139. A rare loss for the Spurs.
Leonard will fire a straightaway three. It's off the mark. No good. The rebound to Curry. And this ball game is over.
On WOAI, Dallas edges San Antonio 105-101. The Spurs lost a game after leading by 10 points plus at halftime for the first time in 117 games. And in the Pro Bowl, the AFC All-Stars defeated the NFC All-Stars 20-13. Back to the NBA. The Warriors hang on.
Plumlee waiting, finds Turner. with 4 seconds, with three, backs up, takes a three, it's up and no good. Tipped away by Draymond. Game's over and the Warriors win.
A 95.7 the game, Golden State 113, Portland 111. Houston struggled in Indiana.
Harden back in there for Houston. Here he drives it to the left wing where Jefferson cuts him off, knocks the ball into the corner, and then turns it over for the seventh time. George running 3-on-2 on the break for three. Boom, baby!
On WFNI, the Pacers defeated the Rockets 120-101. The Bulls took care of business at home. Chicago defeated Philly 121-108. In the NHL All-Star Game, it was the Metropolitan Division that came away victorious.
There comes Taylor Hall moving in. Cross-ice pass. They score. Wade Simmons.
The call on Westwood One Sports. The Metro defeated the Pacific Division 4-3. Wayne Simmons received game MVP honors. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation, sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins, it would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms, calling one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Mexican officials upset by President Trump's considering an import tax to pay for the U.S.-Mexico border wall, and plans to renegotiate NAFTA are now making their own threats. Mexico's economy minister says if any NAFTA renegotiation, quote, we will be looking for something that is, if we see anything that is less than what we currently have, it makes no sense to stay, end quote. President Trump tweeted Friday, Mexico has taken advantage of the U.S. for long enough. Massive trade deficits and little help with the very weak border must change now. And N-O-W was in capital letters. Will Mexican authorities back out of a deal that has seen Mexico and the U.S. farm exports soar since the 1990s? Former Clinton-era trade advisor Paul Drazek says,
very unlikely. I think NAFTA's been too important to Mexico for them to consider just walking away from it. But I think this is sort of a marker that the Mexican official is throwing down to sort of generate some discussion up here about what that would mean for us if there was no NAFTA. Because I think the truth is, if NAFTA goes down the tubes, it's going to be because the U.S. pulls out.
Drazek says that an import tax on Mexico to pay for the wall would not hurt Mexico, but it would cost American consumers more.
The tax would be applied to American importers, who would then pass the extra cost along to consumers.
Drazek says the United States needs to be very careful. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansas Corn invites you to join us February 8th in Manhattan for the Kansas Commodity Classic, the annual convention of the Kansas Corn, Wheat, and Grain Sorghum Associations. Our program will focus on farm policy and the next farm bill. The classic begins at 9 a.m. on February 8th, wrapping up with a luncheon featuring U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chief of Staff Joel Leftwich. The Kansas Commodity Classic is free to growers, so join us February 8th in Manhattan. Visit kscorn.com for more information.
You don't always find a place to go for gaming fun that combines cutting-edge gaming technology, first-rate dining, a champion golf experience, and the best hotel accommodations, coupled with the most friendly and courteous staff. But that's exactly what you'll find at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Located just north of Topeka on Highway 75, the Prairie Band Complex is home to an entertainment experience and staff that ensure a great time every time. Experience Prairie Band Casino and Resort, the best in the game.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. Well, the question is, now what? After the president pulled out of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, some thoughts from a market expert after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
Farming America played a huge role in the election of Donald Trump as president, even though during the campaign he promised to overhaul trade, including getting out of the 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership and NAFTA. So now that he has withdrawn the United States from the TPP, now what? Farm groups are not happy. They were counting on the TPP to sell a glut of American ag products in new markets. Farm groups estimated that the TPP would have added billions of dollars each year to the ag sector, offering some relief to farmers during this multi-year slump in crop prices and farm profits. It remains to be seen what the administration comes up with in terms of a replacement for the TPP and NAFTA, if indeed he does as promised there. Joining me is Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services in Chicago. We're going to talk about TPP, but before we do, let's talk about Archer Financial Services. What is Archer Financial Services?
Well, we're a guaranteed IB of ADM Investor Services here in Chicago.
Yeah, IB being?
Introducing broker.
Okay.
Handling brokerage and trading for agriculture here in the United States and around the world.
Your bio says you have four generations of ag in your blood?
Grew up on a farm in northwest Indiana, family still involved there, grew up in the grain and livestock business.
From all indications, agriculture was on board with TPP. In fact, according to the Farm Bureau's website, it said that the TPP would mean about $4.4 billion in trade when fully enacted to American farmers.
Well, I think those numbers are pretty much in line with a lot of the things that I see and hear. The U.S. agriculture is dependent on exports. In the statistics, about 20% of the pork we produce, we export, about 10% of the beef, and in the case of our grains and oilseed markets, the share of our production that is exported is probably closer to 50%.
So now what?
Well, I think it creates uncertainty. Certainly, rural America was very supportive of the Trump candidacy, and the reality of some of these possible trade disruptions is now kind of coming into the forefront a little bit. We won't know for a while as to the effect that it has on the markets, but certainly it's casting a little bit of an uncertainty, and markets tend to not like uncertainty real well. So we're seeing a little bit of a dampening effect possibly across some of the markets this week.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services in Chicago. More from Greg tomorrow. Back after this.
The new 2017 Chevy Silverado pickups in 1500 and 2500 models are on the lot at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. Plus on trade, a Chevy Silverado 1500 4x4 crew cab short bed and a Ford F-150 XLT model 4x4 at the Norris Motor Company.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 15 black steers, Neffers, weigh 6 to 8. 15 white-faced steers, 6 to 650. 20 white-faced steers, Neffers, weigh 5 to 6. 12 black and red steers, 650 to 7. 31 black and white-faced red steers, Neffers, 5 to 6. 31 black and white-faced steers, Neffers, 550 to 7. 15 black and red steers, 650 to 850. 70 black steers, Neffers, 750 to 9. 53 black and red steers, Neffers, weigh 650 to 750. 60 black and white-faced steers, Neffers, weigh 725 to 8 and a quarter. 12 black steers, Neffers, 5 to 6. 41 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 650. 42 black steers and heifers, 5 to 8. 8 weighing in at 6 to 650. 8 black steers, 750. 18 white-faced steers and heifers, 450 to 6. 10 black steers, 5 to 7. 11 black steers and heifers weigh 650. 24 black steers and heifers weigh 5 and a quarter to 6 and a quarter. 16 black Simmental Angus steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6. 62 black and red steers and heifers, 650 to 750. 18 black heifers, 550 to 650. 50 black steers, Neffers, 625 to 675. 8 black steers, Neffers, 4 and a quarter to 5 and a quarter. 45 black and red steers, Neffers, 6 to 7. 8 Charlet Simmental cross steers, Neffers, 675 to 7 and a quarter. 8 black and red steers, Neffers, 6 to 650. 9 red steers, Neffers, 650 to 8. 18 black steers, Neffers, 550. 16 black on white face steers, Neffers, 550 to 7. 9 black steers, Neffers, yearlings, 8 to 900 pounds. 11 red gelby steers, 6 to 7. 8 black steers, Neffers, 650 to 7. 34 black and red steers, Neffers, weigh 6 to 7. 14 white face, black and white face steers, 6 to 7. 12 black and red steers, Neffers, 5 to 650. 38 red Angus steers, Neffers, 650 to 750. 11 black and red bulls and heifers, 650. 10 red Angus steers, 600. And 24 black and white face steers, Neffers, 6 to 675. Those early consignments are online at Beatrice77.net. Sale day is every Monday. 7:31 from KNDY, 25 degrees this morning. Warming well into the 50s. A very pleasant day ahead again today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Landry Shamet had 19 points and 6 assists, and Wichita State rolled to a 64-49 victory over Bradley on Sunday for its fourth straight double-digit win. Connor Frankamp added 15 points, and Marcus McDuffie had 9 points and 14 rebounds for Wichita State, who's now 19-4, 9-1 in Missouri Valley Conference play. That remains a game back of the conference leader, Illinois State. Shamet and Frank